Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in to the Power of Prayer Talk Show. Well, I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I hope everyone had a great day, not only a great day, but a blessed week. One more day and the weekend will be upon us. I want to encourage you, my listeners, to please call in and please invite someone and please like and share this broadcast. And call in if you have a question or a comment to 347-324-3622. And if you don't want to call in, because we do everything live, and I know I'll be sounding like a tape recorder, but I know some people do not like to express themselves openly. So you can just personally email me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That's faithisthekey47@gmail.com. And just leave me your questions or your comments, and we will, with your permission, speak on it at the next broadcast. Amen. Also, I would like to encourage each and everyone to continue to be prayerful, even for the sick, the afflict, the ones who are not saved. You may not even know anybody that's not saved or sick or anything else that need deliverance. But it's okay. Just keep them uplifted. Just keep everybody or anyone that needs more of God and less of themselves. Please pray for the bereaved families, those that you know and those that you may not know. Keep them uplifted as well. And also, if you want to listen to the recording of the broadcast after that we finish, they are listed in the archives. I got some that's way back from 2013 when I first started. They were listed in the archives. I saved all of them because I like to go back and see and hear what has elevated us, especially me, because when I first started this, I was nervous and leery, and Apostle Thomas was with me when I first started. And we have some new people that's on and some that's good, because most people are there for seasons to help you get to the next place and for you to learn what you need to learn with that person so that you can go on. So please be encouraged to go into the archives and listen to the topics that you may have missed. And also, if you have a question or a comment, you can call at 347-324-3622. Okay, so now we're going to discuss friendship versus covenant, because I had heard the woman of God teach on this, and I say, wow, it is very powerful because of the fact that she had broke it off. Very good. The definitions of both. So, Apostle Leger, how are you doing on today?
I'm blessed, woman of God.
All right. I'm glad that you joined us on today. Oh, man of God, I was listening at a topic by Dr. Juanita Bynum and how she broke down friendship versus a covenant, and how she would say that friendship can be temporarily. It is only how the person perceives it, and to the point as a covenant, the person that is in covenant with someone, they are willing to accept you as you are, even with your issues and everything you may have. And you will say, even though this person have issues and that, I know this is a divine covenant by God versus just a simple friendship. And how she broke that down was very, I mean, it was an enlightenment to me, because many days in this time and season, people are not connecting on the covenant level in this season. It's only when I just need someone to talk to or to just hang out with, and you my buddy, or you my bestie. The covenant, the word covenant is nowhere in the midst of no one's vocabulary in this season. So, man of God, you can kick it off. The floor is yours.
Woman of God, not everybody who say that they are your friend knows the true definition of a friend. It's very important that we understand that a friendship only goes skin deep. When you look at friendship, people will be your friend and can sometimes see you wavering off, or can sometimes see you doing wrong and will not tell you anything. They will just allow you to veer off, and they will talk about it or talk about you just specifically behind your back, instead of telling you this is where you've fallen off. Someone who is in covenant with you will be in with you in the good times and the bad times, because they made a covenant with you, which is an agreement. They made an agreement with you to be with you through thick and thin. And that's why it's so important, woman of God, in this season, I'm more into covenant than I am into friendships. Because friendships can go away, but covenants are those type of agreements that will be with you when you're right, they'll be with you when you're wrong, and they will also tell you when you are falling off so you can get back to where you need to be. I need covenant people around me in this season, because I don't want to miss God, and I don't want to miss my destiny, because I know my destiny is calling me higher. So if I have friends, especially the wrong friends, because everybody say they your friend, but that don't mean they love you, or that don't mean they agree with you. But those who are in covenant with me will protect my best interests and will protect the God and the God of destiny that's trying to call me higher, because they not only love me, but they understand that the covenant they made with me is serious and is interlocked inside of my destiny.
Yes. Oh, wow. That is very, very, very true. And with a covenant relationship, they are willing to put up with your insecurities and with your issues. They are not too quick to let you go. And I also, and then I love the story of David and Jonathan. They was more or less, Jonathan, to me, helped David get to the place he needed to be before anything else could transpire. It wasn't just a friendship. There was an agreement between each other. It was just like you say, it was more of a spiritual thing. And with a covenant relationship like theirs, see that happening this day and this hour?
Oh my God, you're not going to see those die for one another, because they will even die for themselves. And it's
Come
so sad
now.
Because we say that, you know, we love God. You know, I was watching a movie the other day, and God knows I never get the opportunity to do that. And I was watching something called Marked for Death with Steven Seagal and a pack of Jamaicans, and they were in it.
Yeah.
And the Jamaican who practiced witchcraft, he looked at Steven Seagal and told him that everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to end up dead. And that resonated with me when he said that, because everybody want to go to heaven and everybody want to get to the best, but nobody want to die. Either physically, or they want to die today, or they want to die spiritually in order to get where they need to go. So if folks is not willing to die for you, 9 times out of 10, they will even die for themselves.
Oh, wow. That is so true. That is so true, because of the fact is that, but there wasn't any jealousy or no a competition between the two. And man of God, it is ironic how people can change a covenant relationship into a friendship, because once that you got that a covenant relationship, there is a spiritual bond there. And you
yes.
can feel and whether or not they are going through something, and they will not even open up their mouth. But man of God, not willing to have a covenant relationship because they'd have missed why God has sent that person in their lives for that time, for that,
yes.
for that reason. So, man, I'm going to have a person come into your life because God will send someone in there into your life to help you to the next level of where you have to be. Why is it so many people miss the mark? Is it because they're afraid because that person may just excel them, or they have the knowledge and they done heard God concerning this person and they don't want to work with them, or they get tired of them so quick?
Woman of God, it could go either way, because
mm-hmm.
especially Christian folks, we'll get jealous. I mean, we'll get insecure and we'll get jealous in a minute. And it's so sad that mm-hmm. I have to say that, but we don't want people going hiding us. And don't get
yeah.
me wrong, I've been there, you know, especially in my younger
yeah.
Portions of ministry. You know, I was like, oh my God, their ministry's growing, it's doing this and it's doing that, and I'm at a standstill. But I had to learn through wisdom and time that it was not my place to go up at that time. And
mm-hmm.
that's what
mm-hmm.
a lot of people miss. We have people sometimes, woman of God, who are in covenant with you and will
wow.
still sabotage your destiny. And the reason why,
mm-hmm.
they don't intend to do it, but they operate 50% in, because they ultimately don't have it in control. Now, that's
mm-hmm.
where it goes with being in covenant with people who have issues. Now,
yeah.
you've got to be the mature one when it comes down
mm-hmm.
to something like that. That's where you have to square up with that person and tell them, listen, it's not your time. It's not where you're not headed where I'm going in this hour. I can't take you with
mm-hmm.
me, but I love you, and we still can click without you feeling
mm-hmm.
that you have to have what I have. Woman of God, I teach inside of my house all the time to my kids. And my daughter something, and my son says, "Where mine?" Now, some parents
yes.
will be like, well, what you do for one, you do for the other. So if I buy her
mm-hmm.
a bra, I got to buy him one too? You know, so you got to be very mindful
mm-hmm.
about that. You know, so I tell him, you know, just because she gets something or just because he gets something does not automatically qualify to you to get something, because
exactly.
it might not necessarily be your time. I said, that's how you give birth to a spirit of jealousy. That's how
mm-hmm.
you turn around and you get insecure. And that's what we have a lot going on inside of the body of Christ, especially with
mm-hmm.
covenant relationships, woman of God. These people are acting this way, and then they still say they love you, and they don't realize that when they start acting that way, they really are allowing the enemy to use them more in the form of
mm-hmm.
a friend instead of the form of a covenant partner.
Mm-hmm. Wow, man of God, have people forgotten to be friends versus covenant because they are tired of dealing with other people's issues? Because we have to be accountable to someone, and they just rather just administer to them, but do not have a relationship with them because they tired of the warfare. Because being in a covenant relationship, you whatever they go through, it's going to come upon you. So do you feel some people just don't want to even be bothered with it because they got enough of their own for to deal with?
Absolutely, woman of God, because I've been there. I wanted the
mm-hmm.
benefits without the warfare attached
yes.
to it. And I understand,
yes.
you know, because you get burnt out. You know, you
mm-hmm.
just get disgusted, and I completely understand
yeah.
that. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I had to learn as I got older in the faith was you cannot
mm-hmm.
get a combat medal unless you went to combat. You know, and that's where a lot of people mess up. They, you know, they want the benefits, but they don't want to deal with it. Now, it's okay to get burned out. It's okay to be weary. It's okay to not want to take on more on your plate, because humanly you know what you handle. But on the flip side of it, God never gives you more than you can handle. So you'll never question if you're handling too much, if you're actually inside of the will of God, even with taking on other people, because you understand that the will of God brought them there, and it's the divine will of God that allow you to see you and them through.
Mm-hmm. So what happened with how can a person move from being isolated to developing a friendship or then a covenant with somebody? Because most people just want to just remain by themselves, and which to me, man of God, it's not good, because that's when a devil can really beat you up. If that you have the mindset, no, I'm not going to fool with this one, I'm not going to fool with that one, because of this or that, that's when it comes to the point to where you have to seek the Lord on who to make a covenant with. But what will you tell the people, well, some people, how to move from being isolated and to regain a trust back? Because some people have been connected with some bad people that said they will be there for them to the end. So now that a trust is gone, so what can you tell them?
Woman of God, God knows in heaven that I've been there. And, you know, in order to stop being so isolated and to get out, to be more social and be more courteous, I've found like-minded people who had the same, not only biblical, but or had the same interests as me, because look, it's like this. Once you forgive what somebody has done to you or how the enemy has used you, eventually you're going to crave being around like-minded people like yourself. You're going to crave around of being with the saints. Not everybody is going to give you church hurt. Not every pastor is going to wound you. You know, so it's very important that you understand that, you know, because you'll never fully heal if you don't use your heels to walk up and get out. You know, so it's very important that we understand that. Woman of God, I found other Christian people with, you know, with like interests who were living and desired to live the same lifestyle I lived, and they took covenant serious as I did. And in dealing with those people, ended up overcoming that. Because without them even realizing that God was using them to erect me out of the situation of being isolated.
Yeah. Wow. That is so good, because that's when the enemy just wants to isolate you. Like you never, like that you're not good enough to have anyone to be connected with you, or, you know, that there is something wrong with you. I love Jonathan and David, because, and then even though some people take it the wrong way, but they had a true covenant friendship, and there wasn't any room for a jealousy, because each one of them knew their weakness, and they each knew how to help one another. Man of God, we talked about being jealous when it comes to a true covenant relationship between two people. To me, I have experience. It's not between the person and I. It is the outside people that has a jealousy between the two. So have you ever experienced that?
Say that again, woman of God.
Okay, you had talked about the jealousy between the two. I have a covenant relationship with a person, and there is no jealousy, but I have found it to be true for years and years. The jealousy is outside. It is from other people that are jealous of the covenant relationship. Have you experienced that? And that brings more warfare against the two. So have you experienced that?
Absolutely, woman of God. And I can, and I'll just end it at absolutely. And I'll just shut up about it.
Oh, my God. And I have some stories. I have stories myself about that, because it's like when God gives you the vision of your covenant person he has put in your life, and then that person have the vision you have too, you are going to help each other. But then the warfare really comes from the outside, not within the circle. It's outside of the circle. So
right.
It comes to a point to where some people just want to give up. But then if that you know that a covenant is a rightly divided and then divined by God, you will fight until everything God wants it to become will manifest. And that's how
yes.
a friendship should be. Fight for your covenant friendship. Fight for it because you know God has ordained it. So, man of God, you have any last words to say?
Woman of God, if you find somebody that you're able to be in covenant with, do not take
mm-hmm.
that for granted, because those people who are in
yes.
covenant with you can push you to your destiny and can keep you where you
oh,
need
yeah.
to be, even when you don't
yeah.
want to be kept. Don't take everybody mm-hmm. who comes in your life who's a friend as somebody who is covenant, because
mm-hmm.
if that's the case, it goes like this. If the anesthesiologist could perform the heart surgery, they wouldn't bring in
mm-hmm.
the cardiologist. Know everybody's place. Know where everybody stands. Know where everybody belongs. Don't try to fit somebody into something, because it could damage you and it could damage them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you deal with somebody who's actually in covenant with you, honor them like
mm-hmm.
you honor your children. Honor them like you honor the God in you, and honor the God in them, because when they go up, you go up, and when they go up, you go up.
Yes. Yes, it is so true. Thank you so much, man of God. We have ran out of time, but I thank you. I thank each and every one for tuning in on today. And may God continue to richly bless each and every one of you. Everyone have a blessed day.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you.